You're listening to A Royal Christmas Wedding by Rachel Houck, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
Prologue. Brighton Kingdom, 1834. The night was moonless, the color of black ink, with not one star twinkling from the heavens. The air, cold and brisk, swirled with snow. The ancients called such darkness the boot of God. But for Prince Michael, there was no darkness. The glow of gaslights along the palace grounds and the love beaming in his heart showed him the way. Lady Charlene offered a challenge, and he intended to take it. Running along the perimeter, past the reach of the lights, Michael aimed for Pembroke Chapel and its notorious bell tower. "Mick, old chap, what's lit your fire?" The voice of his mate Paulson slipped over his shoulder. "The music, the food, pints of bitters, and all the pretty ladies are back in the ballroom, the latter just waiting for us to dance." "Don't slow me, Pauls. I'm going to ring the chapel bell." Michael worked the heavy iron latch on the tower's door until it sprang open. "What? You jest. And what unsuspecting damsel will be the object of your unwanted affection?" Paulson's steps neared, his breathing heavy, his lantern adding light. "If I tell you, what will be the mystery?" Michael started up the slick stone steps of Pembroke Chapel bell tower in the dark, feeling his way and balancing with his hand on the rickety wood railing. Tonight, he wanted nothing more than to ring the chapel bell at midnight, according to the harvest celebration tradition, declaring his love for Lady Charlene and his intention to marry her on Christmas Day. 182 narrow steps, and he'd arrive at the top of the tower. Paulson's voice echoed from below. "If you ring that bell, everyone will want to know who your intended is. You won't just..."